camera.
The camera.
They always say, "Look over here." So you're a little bit looking past the camera. So I'm Eric Horvitz. I'm a research area manager at Microsoft Research. I manage a team called the Adaptive Systems and Interaction Group, and we pursue intelligent systems, artificial intelligence, information retrieval. We work on things like SmartFlow, that traffic app you saw last time around.
I love it.
MSN Toolbar, the desktop search. We've collaborated very closely with the product team on that. Used to be, came out of, in part, the Stuff I've Seen project here at Microsoft. A variety of fun things, I say, very exciting things. Today we're talking about a kind of an exciting release that...
You're not going to talk about the leeches again, are you?
Well, I should say that to the side, we just ran a summer institute, University of Washington and Microsoft Research. We gathered together about 15, 20 computer scientists, control theorists, and statisticians, people like experts in machine learning, and 20 experts in invertebrate neurobiology. We got them together at Friday Harbor Labs to talk about and investigate prospects for seeking new synergies between these fields. So it turns out we can learn a lot from leeches, as you say, the leeches. And
I couldn't fit that part of the video last
time. Sea stars and sea squirts.
So has the paper been published now, or on the leech?
Well,
because you asked me to hold that.
Still working away on that.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're collaborating with some people down at UCSD on the functioning of the minds of leeches, trying to understand how they make decisions.
Right.
As a model system, there are other systems we're looking at also. But.
So the last time
back to pure science research.
Back to reality. Last time I was here, you showed me this thing that plugged into Outlook that looked at your email and tried to deal with the with the email overload problem,
so,
right?
So in the 1990s, we asked the question: could we build a system that could prioritize incoming email by importance, and even more so by something we call urgency? It's actually a formal measure, expected cost of delayed review of a message. How much you'd be willing to pay to avoid not seeing a message for some period of time.
Okay.
Sometimes it's nothing.
Right.
Sometimes you have to be paid to look at a message, like maybe a spam message.
Yeah.
Maybe that cost me a dollar of my time or a quarter looking at that message. But the idea was, in the past, people had looked at how to classify email into folders, for example, but we were interested in something you might say is more human-oriented, a sense of urgency, such that a smart secretary knows, for example, if you're out on the road looking at your inbox, would know when to forward a message. Given that you're busy, typically in the world, when you're mobile in particular, you're doing other things, not necessarily looking at your inbox. Although I've been told to stop looking at my inbox while I drive these days.
We're going to take away your smartphone.
Yeah, so we discovered we could do a pretty good job of triaging email by urgency, a measure of urgency. And the product, or the internal prototype, I should say, was called Priorities. And over my shoulder here, you see Priorities. It had kind of a fading user interface. We actually explored the user interface issues of how you do alerting. In fact, that little Outlook pop-up that you see, if you see new mail coming in, you don't see it right now, but you'll see that the Outlook pop-up was in part derived from the old Priorities work in the late 90s of having a little kind of heads-up display as to what's going on. Back in those days, of course, the priority system controls that by urgency. You don't see everything popping up in your inbox as it comes in. But you see here on the side here, this is my morning's email, actually. And we see urgency scores between 0 to 100. 100 is the most urgent. So, for example...
So Bill Gates is going to write you, would he get a priority of 100?
It's really funny because once a senior person in office tried out Priorities, I think it was like in around 2000 or so, and he said, "It's not working. Bill Gates is not getting a high score." So I wrote him back. I said, "Was that mail urgent or just important? Because if it's important, you can see it later if you're on the road, if you're mobile. If it's urgent, you want to see it now." And it turns out that Bill tends to, when he writes notes to leaders at Microsoft, tends to be longer, I think, longer thoughtful pieces that aren't necessarily like time critical, but you want to read them
Carefully.
Carefully. Maybe in a nice setting. It's not like
with here. A glass of wine.
It's not like right now here. It's like Kelly McGee, my admin, is saying, I want to change this meeting for a brief chat today before you go on your 2 month sabbatical.
Yeah.
That's kind of more urgent for me. And that gets 100 here.
Yeah, because if you don't answer that until tomorrow, you're...
The meeting's over. Yeah. Or Erica Harbison saying here, are you available for something happening soon? That's also very important to me. Going low down the list here, Karen Olson is giving a review of a meeting I just attended here. We're being offered an exhibition area at the Multimodal Interaction Conference, and so on. And the idea is you get in here, and I can actually read a mail right off here, and seeing that two or three admins are getting together and saying, "Meet works for me, me too. We can get together at 12:30 today." And that comes off the list. So as mail comes in within a scope like of today, you don't see it in order of arrival, you see it in order of urgency. And what we did with priorities, we also linked this to mobile systems. So the minute you were out of your office and the system sensed you were not present, it began, it turned on its mobile features, and using a mobile profile would decide when messages should be sent SMS to your cell phone. And that was the idea. And what was kind of cool is it became kind of a cross-device.
How well does this actually work? Since you're one of the guys who actually uses it, do you get false urgent messages?
Yeah, I can bring up a curve, and if people are interested on Channel 9, they can go to a paper on the research.microsoft.com site on priorities. It was given at the UAI 99 conference that has what's called a receiver operator characteristic curve, which is kind of like captures the false positives and false negatives. But at least in a couple studies, when you look at the results, you get the sense that this thing probably does better than an expert secretary who learns all about your needs and interests and what you consider urgent. So,
right. So you
train it up. You give it a few hundred messages of with different urgencies, and it learns about your preferences over time. Now, people ask, how does it work? We use a statistical classifier, and we consider a bunch of things that maybe you might say were not considered traditionally in email classification. We look at the org chart, the relationship between the recipient and the sender. Is it my manager, my manager's manager? Up the org chart, is it a direct report? Down the org chart, is it a peer? We look for times and dates. We try to recognize dates and times being referred to as primary, and then look how far away from that is that from now, or was it in the past? When it comes to the header and body, we look at the structure of the email, look at words, do some natural language processing. Are there questions? We even look at notions about the past versus future tense. Stuff happening in the future is often more urgent than stuff that happened a while ago. Boy, that meeting was terrible. That's not really urgent, right? But prepare for the meeting coming up. That's more urgent. That might be a terrible meeting even so.
Does this take time to learn? In other words, does it get better over time as you use it? Or
right. Priorities has two modes of training. You can sort of explicitly mark high urgency messages and say, learn from these. This is what I care about. These are urgent messages. Here are low priority messages, for example. You also could turn on learn by watching, and the system actually will share with you a set of rules, sort of what you read first when you're back to your office, what you read last, what you never read, what you delete without reading, what you reply to very quickly, and so on. You can actually automatically train up the system that way over time. I want to stress that we don't actually put any Microsoft value judgments into how you should treat your manager or your direct reports. So the system actually we just give it eyes to see those distinctions.
Okay.
And then it learns about how to weight these things in assigning an expected cost of delayed review.
Okay.
So this is the background here. Around 1999, we started working with a product team on productizing this application into something that could be used by everybody, not just internally at Microsoft. And we created the Outlook Mobile Manager. And in early 2001, we shipped the first version of this. And the idea was take some of the cool aspects of priorities and focus on the mobile marketplace and give people the ability to receive SMS messages about selectively for urgent messages and alerts about urgent messages, but really to suppress the others that you can see later, that you can wait till later to see,
right.
And then link it up with some context information like time of day, day of week, in terms of the thresholds as to what method.
Now this works with
save.
Pretty much any SMS cell phone, because I have the same phone you do, the smartphone, and my smartphone already has Outlook on it. So.
Yeah. So these days, if you have a smartphone, the smartphone syncs the whole inbox. And you can look at the whole inbox. This was made for the rest of the world who have any old cell phone that receives SMS messages. Although working on a version of Outlook Mobile Manager that's going to be for leading-edge technologists that actually sync their inbox, like Robert Scoble. And the idea there is we actually...
I'm not leading-edge. You're see all those patent cubes over there?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't have those.
So the idea here is to... So here we get a incoming message here. This was the original version that you see now in Outlook of a system that we built with Priorities.
Right.
And just get a sense for where that came from. Now that's controlled by an urgency value as to when that pops up.
And it went up on the list.
And we actually marked the incoming message here. The one that just came in is highlighted, so you can go in there and just grab it if you wanted to read that and take it off the list.
Okay.
That's actually about a meeting happening in about an hour, so it's another urgent message coming in about.
You have a lot of urgent things going on in your life.
I think everyone does these days to some extent. So getting back to the flow here. So we will be working on a version of Mobile Manager that actually knows when to sync and alert you, so you're not always checking your inbox while you're driving and so on. We don't sync or alert until it's really worth looking at.
Okay.
And so that will be the next version we're coming up with. We're planning on, for people that sync their inbox. But now let's move on to the Mobile Manager over here. Let me just. Come down here. So Mobile Manager, we're actually releasing version 2 today. And so the idea is...
Today is
July 6th. But we're not going to broadcast it widely. In fact, I would say that probably the first people hearing about this are you guys, broadly. We wanted to give the Channel 9 community an early feed of this application. We have a nice feedback link, so we're still trying to learn from people about how it's working. Because it is kind of atypical to have machine learning and training in a system that consumers are using.
Yeah.
But the idea is you turn on delivery, you can basically send the summary of your daily appointments to your device now through SMS. You can limit how many messages you want to get per month. If you're paying like a penny a message or a dime a message, you have a limit.
Yeah.
Your carrier.
My niece has a limit, and she complains she always goes over a limit.
In SMS messaging?
Oh, yeah. teenagers go nuts with this stuff. Yeah.
Then over here, you can get it and set the threshold to say, I only want the most important messages, only the high urgency messages, or, everything.
Yep.
And you also get a sense for, through a simulator here, how many messages you'll get per hour if you... at various settings here, and so it says I'll get at median one message per hour on my cell phone. So you get a sense for how much you'll be interrupted there,
right?
And then the system actually, you tell the system only send messages after my computer has been idle for 10 minutes or more, or 5 minutes. You can change the timing as to when it knows you're, when it should assume you're not present versus present in your office, so you can turn on mobile alerting. You can also the system also understands when you're reading mail in other places here, so it'll defer sending email to allow you to read it, let's say, on another server or another browser somewhere in the world. So you can basically run Mobile Manager software right on your desktop system here, and it's going to basically check to see if you have inbox presence anywhere to turn off the alerting, so you don't get alerted twice, even though it's sitting here alone, disconnected from you as you travel through the world.
So when I download Mobile Manager, do I also get the Priorities app that I saw?
No, the Priorities app was a separate prototype we did at research, but a bunch of the code and ideas from Priorities are Mobile Manager, including the prioritizer, the system that actually assigns urgency scores to each incoming email, and the mobile alerting features. Now, if you want to get a Priorities-like display, even though OHM, as we call the mantra for that system, OMM, was not built with desktop in mind. If you go to our website, we'll have links to how you can set up an Outlook view that actually takes advantage of the urgency scores that are assigned as a message property to each email message. And you can get kind of a triaged view of unread email coming in, and it'll actually list by urgency. So you get kind of a priorities view for desktop. But the system was really honed for the mobile experience,
yeah.
And it was built as a collaboration between our team at Research and developers and program managers in the former Mobile Internet Business Unit. Now, we shipped version 1.0 in 2001. We've updated it. Added a bunch of new features, like the inbox presence, for example. Like we have something called presence forecasting. So believe it or not, Outlook Mobile Manager, you can turn on a feature in Outlook Mobile Manager which will compute how long it'll be when you leave your office or you leave your inbox on your desktop, how long it'll be until you get back to your inbox again on desktop. And that's used to automatically figure out when to start sending messages or to stop sending messages to you. So that's a new feature, for example. But other things that the system has here, you can actually have a schedule here, and you can schedule a work profile, for example, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Else, use a home profile. And then when you get into the profiles here, work, for example, that's this whole profile. When to turn it on, what urgency you want to send messages with, and so on. Whether you want to send reminders or not of your Outlook tasks. The idea is anything that pops up in Outlook Office, like a reminder for a meeting or a task, can be set to pop up on through SMS on your mobile device. It's kind of delivers the desktop to your device in that way. But you might not want that when you're at home on weekends, for example, or after hours. You turn that, send the reminders off. And you might want to say, you know, only the most urgent, or even turn off the email here,
right,
coming to my mobile device after hours, so you can relax with your family if you're that type. I'm going on sabbatical in just a couple of days.
Are you turning yours off? That's what I'm.
And, it's been a real issue. It's been a real discussion point about whether or not I'm going to remain on the umbilical to any extent versus. For the now, first time since 1979,
your wife is like my wife. Last time I was here, she found a spot that doesn't have GPRS or Wi-Fi or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah, that's my idea. That's my wife's idea of a great vacation.
She got me all excited about using my GPS device in Death Valley, and then I said, "Whoop! Wait a minute, there's no email here." She winked at me. So,
yeah.
But I got it on the outskirts. So you know.
Yeah. But if she takes you to a certain place in Orcas Island, there's no GPRS there either. Our whole team found that out.
Although those islands are getting pretty well covered these days. Friday Harbor, San Juan is completely like high bandwidth.
Yeah.
Other things here on the system, IntelliShrink. So this is a system component that was developed by our natural language processing group downstairs, and the idea here is you can say no compression. Or you can use this kind of smart software to replace words like Outlook to your mobile device, remove spaces. You can really do some compression here. It knows how to substitute abbreviations in a very smart way. And it looks almost like someone really hip is text messaging you, even though it's kind of a stodgy manager sending you a long, verbose note. So that's basically the system here. You can set message limits.
And how much does this thing cost?
It's free.
Now, how do you get paid when you're giving away software?
I mean, basically they...
Bill's going to shut you down. Well,
let's get some excitement going on this application, version 2. It was originally shipped in version 1 as a free add-on to what was called the mobile internet server.
Okay.
And so that team viewed this as a side project to their major project, which was the mobile internet server, and looked at it as helping to sell mobile internet servers. Maru Subramani, I should say, was the dev lead on this, managed by Johnson Apasible. And we had Gavin Jenke's team also look at this. He's a team in research that does, might say, development and spit polish, verification, and trustworthy computing reviews of code, particularly on this project. We grabbed the project and revitalized it and made it available again. And we decided to just let it out for free right now. It might now version 3 might cost something. So okay. Let's see how it goes over.
All right. Very cool. Anything else we need to know about it? I think we
send feedback. You'll see there'll be a link under feedback in the system. It'll be omtalk@microsoft.com, omtalk. Our team will look at your feedback. We'd love to see if it's all that we think it's cut up to be, and we think it's exciting and fun. We love getting machine learning applications and reasoning applications in people's hands. It's always a big challenge in taking laboratory kind of results and technologies and make them sing in the real world. Yeah. And so we'd love to get some feedback as to the usability, the clarity, how easy it is to train. And the Channel 9 viewers, I mean, I think you guys are the right people to give us early feedback on this. We can build a really cool, easy-to-use, glitzy, expensive version for the other consumers later.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thanks for spending some time with us.
Great.